Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. U.S. jobless claims may reach 2.25 million for the week ending March 21st. That's this week. March 21st is tomorrow. So the jobless rate is skyrocketing. Now, when these people don't have jobs and their unemployment insurance runs out, that's when they stop paying their mortgage payments, their car payments, their rent, their utilities. That's what this money is all about, that the government keeps saying is coming like real soon. And it keeps getting pushed back. And push back. And they keep changing the numbers. These guys don't know what they're doing. They really don't know what they're doing. And please, don't place the lives of your family in the hands of these greedy, selfish parasites. I'm talking about people like senators. They've proven they're traitors. They've proven it. They've proven that they don't work for you. And I hope that these four get tried and convicted for their crimes of insider trading. Their selfishness has put them in front of lives. That's who these people are. The IRS is extending the tax deadline. Traditionally, filing your 1040 is required by the government. Well, they require that you volunteer to file by April 15th. It's now been moved to July 15th. That's a three-month extension. Now, why would they do that? Because the country is in panic. The world is in panic. And I have to ask you, is it possible that every head of every country has been conned into taking down their economy, letting their people die, if this is a hoax? Do you think that's possible? Do you think that American Airlines would stop all the flights that they've stopped if this is a hoax? You know, they're parking. Right now, they are parking airplanes in the desert in Arizona. They have a runway. And they land the planes there and they park them there. And the reason they park them there is because it's not very humid. And there won't be much mold growing on the inside of these airplanes that are parked there. Now, they park them there because airplanes are too good to throw away but not good enough to fly. Well, now they're putting airplanes that are good enough to fly there because it's cheaper to store them there than it is to store them other places. They've taken airplanes out of service. Lots of them. There are now six cases of the coronavirus in Springfield, Missouri. Last week there were two. So a week later there are six. That tells you that the number of cases seems to be doubling every few days. Now, Springfield, Missouri is not alone. The number of cases of people infected seems to be doubling every few days. Maybe every several days. Yesterday, the health department announced the fifth Greene County case was from Greene County of Springfield, Missouri. was from a household contact with an international traveler who previously tested positive for the virus. The sixth case in Greene County was someone who traveled domestically to an impacted area, according to the news release. Both of those people have voluntarily gone into quarantine, and the health department is investigating whether anyone else has been exposed. Now, they say that that person and French travelers who later tested positive for the virus visited local restaurants and stores over the course of several days. And they have the locations of these stops that these people made that were infected. So on Thursday, they had, on March 5th, they had lunch at Bruno's Italian restaurant. Then they went shopping at the Branson Landing. You've all heard of Branson, right? It's like the Las Vegas of Missouri. And then they had dinner at Lambert's Cafe in Ozark, Missouri. That was Thursday. The next day, Friday, the international travelers had breakfast at Hemingway's and shopped at Bass Pro. I'm sure you've all heard of Bass Pro. It's huge. I'm pretty sure Bass Pro's in a panic right now. Then Thursday, March 12th, the fourth case had dinner, had a dinner meeting in a private room at Ocean Zen. I suppose that's a restaurant. And Friday, the next day, March 12th, the fourth case had lunch at Big Biscuit on South Campbell. That's a road in the city of Springfield. And the article said that previous information from the health department did not include the trip to Lambert's Cafe. Now, if you travel in the area of Springfield, Missouri, you'll see billboard after billboard for Lambert's Cafe. It's like a place where lots of travelers stop. It's sort of a destination, believe it or not. I'm not saying the food's good or not. I'm just saying that they have so many billboards, people stop there. There's something pretty interesting. You might have heard me talk about the James River Assembly of God Church. The James River Assembly of God Church that reportedly decided to remain open last week, regardless of county government recommendations to cancel services. You know, they host about 15,000 worshipers a week. Well, late Wednesday night, the Springfield area-based Assemblies of God World Missions announced on social media that its leader has tested positive for coronavirus. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord. Verizon on Tuesday said that it saw a 75% increase over its networks, meaning they saw increased use over its networks in the past week due to online gaming with studios, with video streaming up more than 12%, and overall traffic, they say, is up about 20%. Last week, several major broadband providers loosened restrictions and boosted internet speeds for customers. They loosened restrictions. You know, that's where they tell you that they're going to give you one thing, but they give you less. That's what loosening restrictions means to me. People are shifting to working from home and are not really working. They're not really working all that much from home. Many government workers who are at home are pretending to work from home. So actually, when you think about it, the reason government employees work in most instances is to access their database computers and input in-person information about us, store records from us, accept payments from us, not much of which is going to be happening from home when they are pretending to work from home. So I measured the internet bandwidth at the farm a couple days ago, and it's down 24%, which corresponds to Verizon's announcement that overall internet use is up 20%. So numbers are close. I'm sure that if you go to, some website like speedtest.com, you will find that the amount of bandwidth that you have is less than what you're used to. Try going to a site like walmart.com and buying something. I've been looking at things that people might be buying, like flour, it's out of stock. Dried soups, mostly out of stock. Things that you need. Hey, why is it that we can't buy flour? Why is that? Because people panic when they can't have bread. So people want to shop from home, and you're going to find out that if you try to buy things, and like dog food, like let's say you have a big dog, you should be buying dog food. And you can buy it online. You can go to Walmart.com and buy it online. If you have a Sam's Club account, you can buy it from Sam's Club if they have it. But they say that that stock keeps changing, and they may or may not have what you want to buy when you want to have it. Now, if you're willing to spend a lot of money, you can buy, you know, soup for $10 a can on Amazon. But that soup used to be $1.50. Now it can be almost $50, depending on how much the individual seller wants for that can on Amazon.com. Amazon had to shut down one of its centers because one of its people tested positive for the coronavirus. So everything's humming along at breakneck speed, and it stops. We talked about Random Walk. Random Walk is something that you learn in finance and economics classes. You know, if your instructor is on the ball and knows anything. So Random Walk will tell you that everything will hum along just fine until something happens that's kind of unexpected. You know, it can happen, but it really isn't expected. Kind of like the coronavirus. So everything's, you know, doing all right. And then this random event happens. We'll use an example of the coronavirus. Then everything starts falling apart. Then you can't go into stores. They change the hours. They're out of stock. The employees don't want to help you. Their movement is restricted. That's Random Walk. And that's from this event called the coronavirus. It also happens for a shorter period when, there's an assassination attempt on a president in the United States. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody go and try to shoot the president. I'm not saying that at all. But it happened when Ronald Reagan was shot. Yeah, he was shot. There was an assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan, and the markets went nuts. And they should have, because people panic when the boss gets attacked. So many people have been conned into paying hard-earned money into paper investments. That'd be like the stock market. That'd be like retirement accounts. So during the last month, the average market portfolio, let's say those who had an average portfolio of $200,000 had, within the last month, they've lost about 60,000 of that. They have about 140,000 left. Think about that. So, at the same time that people have lost money or value in their paper investments, gold and silver have not increased. But they would if unmanipulated markets return. Precious metals would be worth much, much more if we restored honesty in the markets. But the markets are manipulated. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, so what I'm doing today is giving you a recap of some of the events that are happening that prove to you that this is not normal, normal times. I'm proving to you that you're going to be facing some very serious hardships, and there's hardly anybody that you're going to be able to trust. I'm seeing it all around. I'm seeing it all around everywhere I go. It's hard to trust people. You know, I used to be able to trust them, but now that things are getting more difficult, and now that they're in financial, deep financial straits, it's hard for them to want to help you. The wholesale price of gasoline at the New York Harbor, and that's the wholesale price, so you have to add to it the taxes, the state and federal and local and county taxes, if they apply to you. The wholesale price for a gallon of gasoline at the New York Harbor is 58 cents. That means that the average price of a gallon of gas at the New York Harbor is lower than the average tax across the United States, which is 61 cents. So you'd be paying more in tax to buy the gasoline than the cost of the gasoline. I hope that sinks in. Currently, in Nixon, Missouri, and I've been reporting the gas prices in Nixon, Missouri, they keep falling. Today, according to GasBuddy.com, $1.64 per gallon is the price of gasoline in Nixa, Missouri. I'm sure it's coming down at stations near you. I'm sure of it. It's coming down all over the country. Now, it will continue to come down, in my opinion, until the refineries start shutting down, which is the next thing that's going to happen, which will cause a shortage. I expect there to be a shortage of gasoline. That's my opinion. Many people have heard that there are two payments coming from the federal corporation to slow down the rioting in the streets. But the this money that the government is going to send your way, it was going to be in a couple days. Now it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, who knows? But this $1,000 or $1,200, it keeps changing. Or $2,000 over two payments will reappear as inflation. So you're going to allegedly receive some help, but that help is going to drive prices up very quickly, and it will evaporate that money that was sent to you by the federal government. You can buy gasoline right now, by the way, in Kentucky at 99 cents a gallon. The last time I remember gasoline at 99 cents a gallon was in 1992, when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was president. Right now, there's a Russia-Saudi price war. And I heard about price wars, gas wars. When my parents were young, gas was 8 cents a gallon. And that's because of price wars. So that's what's happening right now between Russia and the Saudis. Rich Even, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, and I apologize for not being able to get back to you. Our phone has been nonstop.
Well, guess what? When you just said you're on the air, my whole phone just kind of fizzled out in a white noise. Just FYI.
Well, I think that's a signal. Rich, that's a transfer signal. That's normal.
Okay.
That's normal.
All right. I wanted to comment on some of the stuff you're saying about the virus. And we have to remember there's agendas out there. We have, and I'm going to obviously have to do it after the break. But, you know, there could be distractions for a lot of things like declassifications. And I want to mention some of these things that could be possible in the context that you were discussing over the last half an hour.
As long as it's fact-based, we're up for it. Rich Evans with us. I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking coronavirus news as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced the federal government's extending the deadline for Americans to file their income tax returns to July 15th. That comes as New York City's mayor says there are about 4,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York City, where at least 26 people are known to have died of the virus.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
That comes as United Nations health officials say the death toll from the COVID-19 virus outbreak has surpassed 10,000 around the world, and nearly a quarter million people have been infected with it in 163 countries. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are now more than 200 people dead from it in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, this has been a warning from me to you that this is the real deal. Rich Heben?
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, first of all, folks, I just want to say I'm not saying that this isn't a real thing, but there could be agendas behind this, and I want to say one thing that's absolutely fact-based. Sometimes fear often equates to there's no confidence in government or the powers that be to tell the truth and help the little people, because the collateral damage always affects the little people. And I want to give you an example. It has nothing to do with the disease, but I want to share some or one example with you that kills people. I've read lots of articles about people who were lost in the woods. They're hiking, they're hunting, they get turned around, and you know what kills them? Fear. Because they don't know how to cope, they don't have the skill sets, whether it be to light a fire, to create a shelter, or they're afraid of the wild animals. And we have to put things in perspective. Because if the powers that be want to manufacture a paranoia hypochondriac, and basically all of a sudden they fix it, is this for increasing government credibility? Is it to dissolve paper currency? Could it be for martial law, a big tech takeover? Could it be to reinforce a caste system? How about all these pedophilia indictments that were supposed to happen? Haven't you noticed all these big names, including Hollywood, getting this virus? Could they, quote-unquote, die behind the scenes now that there's no more funerals and autopsies allowed? Could they be hiding from prosecution? How about, could this be to crash the economy or consolidate power with big corporations? Because I've mentioned in my Economic 101 updates many times, the expansions, the money, the bailouts are going to the big corporations and not the little guy. Like Vince just mentioned right before the break, could this be to create a hyperinflation and destroy the Federal Reserve note? Remember how the Democrats always say, never let a crisis go to waste. They're full of propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes. They've said, we need to kill the economy so Trump doesn't win. If they basically, I don't believe in coincidences. Think about Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information. Rumors, gossip, propaganda. Never let a crisis go to waste. Again, I'm not saying this isn't real. I'm just saying the timing is a heck of a coincidence with what's going on and the way everything's shutting down. And there's absolutely no way this economy is not going to be destroyed, because it's pushed us into a recession, and it could push us into a depression, especially if they just print money and it goes, and all this money for years has gone to the banks, the manufacturers, the big boys, the big corporations. And the little people always are, again, collateral damage. Now, I want to mention a couple other things. Could this be a ploy where China buys all U.S. and Europe stocks on the cheap? Could this be to reduce our freedoms and liberties? Could this be done to end rallies, protests, citizen rights, and that where we have to vote by mail where the fix is easily done? So I wanted to put those things in perspective, Vince, because we're in uncharted territory right here, and there are always, always agendas behind the scene. But I want to put things in perspective regarding fear. We have to stand strong, and I just have a different philosophy, I guess, than some people. You know, growing up on the streets in New York City, and then you know, I've been within 50 yards of a couple of grizzly bears with a bow and arrow in my hand. I've had bears sniff my head when I was camping at night. I've been, walked up on mountain lions. You know, maybe, you know, I've been called an adrenaline rush acquirer or something like that. And I just think that a lot of this is being taken out of context. I'm not saying this isn't a real virus. I'm just saying we need to look behind the scenes and see what these agendas usually are. Because when you follow the money, power, and control addicts, eventually, just like this so-called Republican congressman getting rich on the stock market, there's this guy Barr. Like I always say, it's less left-right paradigm, more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. On that note, Vince, I appreciate you letting me chime in. I know you have a lot of stuff to talk about over the next 20 minutes, so I'll let you go. Happy TGIF to everybody, and I'll talk to you later, Vince.
That was Rich Sheehan. Well, there's there was a press conference with President Donald Trump 23 days ago, and he announced that there were 15 infected people in the United States of America 23 days ago. Now, we said that the numbers are doubling every few days. So we started out with 15 at the press conference. In New York City alone, there are over 4,000 today. Over 4,000. Now, I haven't heard a doctor, maybe I'm confused, but I've heard lots of opinions, lots of speculation. And the things that Rich Sheeben just mentioned, could they be true? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that does not take away from the fact that I believe that this virus is absolutely, positively real, and people are going to die. And what a lot of people are talking about is whodunit. And I'm saying, forget the whodunit for right now. Survive. Get what you need. Meet with your family. Tell those millennials in your life to get off the phone, sit down for dinner, and have no distractions. And talk about what's really happening and how they, through their me-first attitudes, can get the rest of the family killed. Because the millennials, many of them believe that they're invincible. I had this very serious talk with Mrs. Finelli a few days ago. We were talking about millennials, and I said, I get it. I really do. So when I was the equivalent of a millennial, and when Mrs. Finelli was the equivalent of a millennial, we're just a few months apart in age, we had good jobs. And good jobs. And we had a nice house. And we were like a great example of middle-class life. Well, when you met people back then, and I'm talking about in the 70s and the 80s, people would say, so what do? And you could tell them that, you know, you were a supervisor or a manager or an assistant vice president or whatever it might have been. And you were defined by your job, or you were a level one researcher, or a level two researcher, or senior researcher, or junior researcher, or whatever it might have been, or a technician, or a senior technician, whatever it happened to be, you would define your job, which would define who you were. That would show your status in the world. So people identified with what they did, not who they were, but what they did. What they did defined who they were in social circles. So today, when we talk to millennials and we say, look, don't go to work because that's a really dangerous place to go, they go, yeah, but no, I have to go to work. Really? You have to go to work? Why? So you are willing to put yourself in harm's way and willing to put your family in harm's way because you have to go to work? Is that really true? Is that really true? The answer is, being at my age, 68, I wouldn't do it. I would not go to work. If I worked at Walmart, I'd say, listen, I'd like to take a vacation starting now. That's what I would say. And if the boss said, no, you can't do it, you've got to be at that cash register, I'd say, I can't do it. I can't do it. And that'd be the end of my cashier career at Walmart. Because I would put life and limb before work. But might I lose my house? I might. Might I lose my car? If I had a car payment, I might. But this is so serious, you're going to find the word force majeure being used more and more often. What we're going to see is companies saying they can't pay their bills because their customers didn't pay them. And it's a domino effect. And what's going to happen is utility companies aren't going to get paid. Mortgage companies aren't going to get paid. Banks aren't going to get paid. Employees aren't going to get paid. And this is the second Great Depression. And I've heard that we might go into a recession. That's nonsense. We've already passed the recession. We're in the depression. We are in the second Great Depression. The Republican senators have introduced a $1 trillion aid package. Is that because we might go into a recession? Or is that because we're in a depression? Obviously, we're in a depression. In New York, Governor Cuomo signed an unemployment benefit extension package as he warned of an astronomical jump in cases of coronavirus. The Treasury is thinking about 50 and 25-year bonds. 50 and 25-year bonds to finance the stimulus package. They don't know how to do it. A 50-year bond. India has halted incoming international flights for a week. That's for a week. That's until they see that it's worse than they thought. Then they'll implement a longer halt on incoming flights. Now, this can't be passed by animals, right? Hong Kong had people killing dogs that were walking around on the streets. Hong Kong finds that viruses are inside their second dog. Looks like dogs can carry the virus. The number of cases of infected people with the coronavirus in Spain climbed 28% overnight. The death toll in Italy is expected to pass China's on, well, by now. The Pentagon said that there are already 2,000 National Guardsmen deployed around the country. Why would they do that? I'm hearing people tell me that tolls on toll roads / bridges, the people that are manning and womaning these toll plazas, are not accepting cash. Why? Why aren't they accepting cash? Because cash carries the coronavirus. It's a great way to transport it. Now, Rich even said that, you know, it's a great way to implement a cashless society. Well, heck, we've been trying to implement a cashless, not we, they, have been trying to implement a cashless society for decades. There's a great reason. There's a great reason for everything. The corona panic is a great reason for everything. Like lockdown. Like shortages. Like collapsing the financial markets. Etc. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there are people who have said on the alternative media that this is not a pandemic. I'm sorry to tell them that it is a pandemic, and it has been a pandemic. A pandemic is a disease that grows in geography and infections. So it spreads wide, goes across continents, and more and more and more people get infected. So the seasonality of the flu, this is not like that. This is a pandemic. There was a 100-page government plan marked for official use only, not for public distribution or release. It was obtained by the New York Times. It paints a very bleak picture of what's coming. In the projections, this document, if they're anywhere close to accurate, large numbers of Americans will die. The U.S. economy will completely implode, and we will see widespread civil unrest. In my opinion, as malls and stores and restaurants and factories and fabricators, engineering firms and more start closing, more and more start closing, right? It will be difficult to restart them. As older and more expert employees get sick and die, it will become almost impossible to restart. We are in this period of decline, in my opinion, for the next 20 years before any rebuilding just starts to get a foothold. Our lives will never be the same. That's my opinion. That our lives have been changed for our lifetime, at least. You see, what happened is we built our first machine centuries ago. Then we used that machine to build another machine and then another machine. And it was not revolution that happened. It wasn't all of a sudden we had the internet. It was evolution. More and more products begot more and more sophisticated products. And that's how it happened. You know, I mentioned that when Volkswagen discontinued the bug, or the Beetle, as they like to call it, and they wanted to, they thought they made a mistake, and they wanted to consider reintroducing it, that $3,000 vehicle would cost $60,000 or $65,000. When you destroy the tooling, and when you melt down the tooling, or you break up the tooling so no one else can use it, and then you decide, yeah, let's make it again, it's really, really hard to do. Really hard. I believe that this decline is not fixable. I believe the government is lying to us about the numbers. I believe the numbers are way worse than is being reported all over. I believe that we won't know where to put the bodies. We'll be digging burial pits that we light people on fire with this cheap gasoline that we've seen on the market. I'm sorry to say it, but you know, the employees who really know what they're doing, as they die off, the younger employees won't know what to do. They won't know how to fix it. Do you remember being a young employee when you had your very first job? Those of you who are around my age, you know, we learned from the senior guys. We had to ask them a million questions. Well, young people today aren't even smart enough to ask the questions. And we wanted to learn. We wanted to look good for our employers. We really wanted to. We wanted to make better products. We used to be proud of what we did. Now what happens with young employees, they say, I'd do a better job if they paid me. They're not paying me enough. That's what they say. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Now, in my opinion, this coronavirus has exploded into this global pandemic, and it will remain viable and infectious for a long time. Now, these droplets of infected material from the body, bodily fluids, can remain in the air for hours through air conditioning systems. They can remain viable to infect you on surfaces for up to, well, to days. And it can be detected on plastic and stainless steel after 3 days. It's still there. On cardboard, the virus is viable for about 24 hours. On copper, it seems to kill the virus more quickly, about 4 hours, and the virus is dead on copper. So in my opinion, all doorknobs, refrigerator handles, car door handles, keys, kitchen cabinet door pulls, toilet flush handles should all be exclusively made with copper. That's my recommendation to slow the spread. And they say that patients, you know, if you're young, it's okay, you're going to make it. Roughly, 508 patients have been hospitalized between February and March. 38% were between the ages of 20 and 54. So the young can get it too. God help us. God help us. The GDP is going to get a lot of us killed. Meet with your family tonight. Take action. Immediately. Not Monday. Immediately.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.